Good day. I'm Teacher Sandra Wilmerans, and I'm part of the Restored Government of God. I'm going to read some verses which ministered to me and add my reflection to that. You are welcome to open your Bibles and read along. Proverbs 4 verse 4 we read, He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. And Hebrews 10 verse 23, Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He, God, is faithful that promised. So when we hold fast to the profession of our faith, our hearts retain the word of God, talking about the record of Jesus Christ, new covenant commandments. For we give heed to the voice of His grace. So God requires faith. And we live by the word of His oath as we keep covenant with Him. It is by this bond and fellowship that we are steadfast in the faith. We walk circumspectly and in reference towards God, who is our Creator and our Redeemer. Our service of worship fulfills the law to keep the commandments of God. And as consensus, we follow the record of Christ and abide in Him by faith, doing the works of His covenant. Second covenant commandments. This is how we also partake of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Resourcing the anointing strengthens faith and roots us in one mind with God because we no longer build with the imagination. What we do have is the sufficiency of His grace for our continued inspiration and for the endurance of our faith. By this we rejoice in God's mercy as He is actively involved in our lives. And this rejoicing, of course, has to do with building, doesn't it? We daily build for God by our bonding with anointing, which always leads us to the source, and the source is Jesus Christ. God teaches us by the anointing to retain Him in knowledge, that we may be able builders of His house. So, we're going to read in 2 Peter 1 from verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Verse 6, And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Verse 8, For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here we consider how God has not left us without His promises and the reward He gives when we are fruitful in His knowledge by our consent to build faith in the pattern and image of Christ. So the protester, also called the Christ resistors, walks contrary to truth, not submitting to the counsel of the knowledge of God, as they build faith upon the things that bear the mark of condemnation. Our seeking God and answer to grace has to do with our willingness to die to self and take up the yoke of His covenant. We do this by engaging with the record of Christ and the tokens of His ownership. So we labor with prayer, we labor with reflection, with the gifts, the callings, and graces of God. And by this there is a consistent rhythm in our reciprocation of Christ, which enrich our souls with His substance and virtue, wherein there is no lack, only increase and abundance. So we learn the significance of retaining God in our knowledge to walk by this one record of faith. We learn the value of us rehearsing the testimony of Christ and how reflection ties us in this one bond by the anointing of truth. We occupy our minds by the record of Christ through the tool of reflection. A stable diet of truth is required to nurture, care, and feed the soul. And we do this as we reflect, rehearse, and reciprocate Christ. This keeps the rhythm of our growth cycles going so that we stay in the flow of the Spirit. Of the three R's, revelation, resistance, and reward. The bond of our fellowship with God provides strength for the continuance of faith. Going to jump a bit now to Colossians 1 verse 10. where we read that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The Spirit highlighted the connection between retaining God in our knowledge and the reward God gives when our faith follows through as we commit ourselves in laboring with the tokens of Christ. So we see from what Apostle Paul was teaching believers then is also applicable today. He was saying that faith pleases God and that the tokens of Christ's mediation is what God sanctified to walk worthy and without fault. Faith that is measured to Christ yields the fruits of righteousness, and this is the reward of our faith. I was edified by the understanding gained when looking at how the worthiness of faith is in relation to our contact with the record of Christ, by which God promised, saying that the soul will be fruitful in every good work. This is not the works of the moral code, nor is this the works of Moses' house, but the works here that we speak about points to the tokens of our priesthood, the works of the second covenant of Christ. We recognize the importance of returning to God in kind that which He issues by His grace, and we learn through our contact with truth that God values fruit. This is the rejoicing of the hope we have in Christ. Tethered to God through the knowledge of grace, we are of the household of God, and herein we are made partakers of the divine nature of Christ. 2 Peter 1 verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. False ministers has led believers to measure faith to their signature, the record of the soul, and the endless possibilities and potential they feel were on the false journey, which focus faith to self and not to the covenant of Jesus Christ. Satan teaches independence from God by misrepresenting truth, changing the truth of God into a lie by providing a knowledge base which sympathizes with the flesh and addresses the issues of life. So we see how man follows the light of his own record in seeking for equity and peace apart from the truth of God. This is the corruption of the world, the knowledge and wisdom of the kingdom of darkness, which the carnal man trusts to be his light, which is a false light. But we are joined to the vine of Christ's knowledge to bear the fruits of repentance, which carries in our hearts the craftsmanship of God by the Spirit. Praise God. So we see that God is faithful in assisting us in our growth by providing increase in His grace, increase in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, increase in discernment to weigh on the scale of Christ, increase of our hope, and confidence in His mercy. The fruits of Christ in our souls are sustained and increased by the properties it values, by actively laboring with faith as we draw from the anointing of truth. It is this building process which gives strength of faith, and whereby the righteous who serve in the house of Christ walk in singleness of mind and take on the higher perspective. Our reciprocation is central to the progression of faith and growth in Christ, because without the knowledge, there can be no priesthood and no divine transformation of the soul can take place. And also, there is no renewing of the mind to gain God's perspective. God governs our destiny with His grace as we return to Him that which is equal to Himself. Christ for Christ. In 2 Peter 1 verse 5 we read, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. As bearers of God's light, we know where our strength lies. It is in the tokens of the priesthood, and this is why we wrestle with grace even as we see the face of death. There are many challenges to our faith, but we learn that by giving all diligence, we will not be barren nor unfruitful. Although the enemy provides many avenues to look for faith in all the wrong places, like the record of the soul or doing good works of the flesh. The anointing is what we draw upon for discernment and reflection, to exercise faith with the grace and knowledge of Christ. We are able to discern how the enemy attempts to take advantage and exploit our vulnerabilities by providing different tools and different knowledge, in which the natural man can see his own reflection and find value in himself, which means in the aspiration, the principle, and imagination. We read in Romans 1 verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Satan's false knowledge puts man in a catatonic state, word of knowledge I received, which he speaks about being unresponsive to the grace of God. So Satan's intention is to disarm faith and leave man to his own devices, which leads the soul to destruction, being void of the substance of God's knowledge and his virtue. But although Satan seeks to put faith to sleep, we are not taken hostage by his wiles and deceit, but gain strength as we remain mindful of Christ. The token of reflection aids us to discern and build for God as we retain him in our knowledge. We choose to reflect, we choose to rehearse and reciprocate Christ. We are mindful and reminded that the things we touch leave a mark upon the soul. The purged conscience carries the perspective of God's kingdom, but in the absence of the work of God's sanctification and the perfecting of Christ's work in the soul, the conscience bears the face of death, which is the perspective of the kingdom of darkness. Because Satan uses every opportunity to exploit our vulnerabilities, to try and thwart faith, we have to give all diligence in our activity of faith with the tokens of Jesus Christ. We are not left to our own devices, but have a true and living hope in Christ, who is the hub of our faith and our refuge. We see how God always provides choice for faith and gives contrast that we might exercise discernment as we draw from the well of the anointing. We are comforted by the grace of God, which accompanies his saving knowledge, that we may be in one mind with him and perfect in faith. So we see by resourcing the anointing and not the aspiration, grace puts us in remembrance of Christ, and we consider the table set before us. Where there is not a following through on reflection, there will be a falling away, because the window of the imagination must be closed, so that on following through with the revelation, the anointing teaches us and the Spirit order our thoughts to reflect a new heavenly perspective. We make decisions for faith daily and choose what kingdom we are in support of. If we want to place our value in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God and in the gifts of his health, or pour the aspiration into faith, which will deny God his light in the soul. We are now laboring for the incorruptible crown as we run not with uncertainty, but with confidence which is born from our sanctified contact with the eternal tokens of God's kingdom. Closing here, I'm reminded of how the seed of Christ's planting are in need of continued care, so the planting of Satan does not overgrow that which God planted for the purpose of our progression in. This means that for us to abound in every good work, we must keep the momentum of faith to gain the perspective of God's kingdom. This pleases God, for our worthiness is in him. Outside of the covenant, his covenant, the soul labors for its own survival, are barren and fall short of the glory of God. Thank you for listening. Once again, this is Teacher Sandra with Second 8-Week Ministries, and I would also like to encourage you to make a decision and enter into covenant with God to partake of the fullness of his grace under the refuge of stewardship. Thank you.